We turn now to our regular presidential campaign analyst, Slate's Will Salatin, for a roundup of recent campaign news. Will, first, if President Bush does propose an American return to the moon, how are people going to feel about that in this time of big deficits getting bigger?
Well, you know, I missed The West Wing, that show that when it first started, and I've just been watching it recently, and this idea sounds like one of those wacky ideas that a couple of White House aides come up with right before the State of the Union message when they say, we need a big idea. And usually during the course of the show, some wiser head shoots it down and says, you got to be crazy. So I'm expecting that's what will happen in the Bush White House, because at this Florida Democratic Convention this weekend, Wesley Clark made light of this, and the delegates had a hoot over it, the idea that we would go back to going to the moon, which we did 30 years ago. And, you know, supposedly this is in response to the Chinese sending a rocket ship up, and it seems to be a retro year in the space program where we just do over things we did decades ago. My guess, though, is that the American public won't be the ones to wake up to this, because we've been spending money that we don't have for the last couple of years, and nobody seems to have noticed.
You mentioned the Democrats in Florida. They were there, as you say. A lot of what they talked about over the weekend wasn't 2004, but 2000 and the debacle that the Democrats encountered in Florida then.
Yeah, just about every candidate who spoke at this event was trying to bond with the Florida Democratic delegates by talking about what they have in common, which is their pain over the recount in 2000 and their feeling that George W. Bush and the Supreme Court stole the election. One of my favorite moments from this event over the weekend was John Edwards trying to deliver a speech. He said, you know, we have to end this presidency, but we also have to do something else. And he was about to go on and say, we have to have a positive, uplifting message. And instead, one of the delegates yells out from the audience, yeah, we have to get rid of his brother. And everybody bursts out laughing, because that's what they're all thinking. You know, they don't care about positive and uplifting. They just want to get the Bushes out of there. It's a little bit of a problem for the Democrats, because the average voter is not still stuck on the 2000 election, really wants to know about what we should do going forward. And Democrats could be in a problem if they're only talking to each other about their collective grievance against the Bushes.
How about this new TV ad that's running in Iowa, caucus state, and New Hampshire, first primary state? It's attacking Howard Dean, comparing him to George McGovern and Michael Dukakis. This is not run by a Democrat, but by a conservative group, the Club for Growth. Presumably, it's supposed to help Mr. Bush. But haven't I been reading that Mr. Bush's people are salivating at the idea of running against Howard Dean because they think they can beat him? So wouldn't it make more sense for people who support Mr. Bush to wait for Mr. Dean to get the nomination and then start attacking him?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I mean, this is a very fortunate situation for Democrats to essentially get to test run their potential nominee before they actually have to decide. So, you know, we're witnessing what the Republicans would do to Dean if he were the nominee, and Democrats get to watch and see how Dean reacts. Dean, of course, is trying to show Democrats, hey, I can fend off these attacks. So he instantly puts up his own ad saying that this ad by the Club for Growth is bogus, that Dean has actually cut taxes in Vermont, that he's balanced budgets. But I think Dean has a serious problem here, and before the Democrats are going to nominate him, he's either going to have to come up with a better answer to this tax cut question, or he's going to have to change his position. Dean's position, like that of Dick Gephardt, is that he's going to roll back all of the Bush tax cut, including the tax cuts for the middle class, which admittedly are small, but they exist. The other Democrats aren't going to touch that part. They're only going to roll back the tax cuts for the wealthiest. I think Dean is probably going to have to change that position in order to prove to Democrats that he can fend off these Republican attacks.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin, who writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Alex.